like, I have to like change this up.
Yeah, it's all about changing it up. We're having social media day. We have social media day. So we're here.
This is real time.
Yeah, it's real time. I've got Rochelle Vitores here, and we're actually, you know, previewing the site because we're both participating in the world's first social media day. So, what does it mean for you to be invited to come to the Orange County Register to share your knowledge about social media in front of hundreds of people?
Well, it's incredibly excited. I've always been a huge fan of the Register. They're so prominent in Orange County, and I can honestly say that Kevin Sablon and John Lanzer, who will both be there tomorrow, John's actually kind of emceeing, they have been the two reporters that I've really seen use social media and use it for their reporting, use it to engage the community. Because of them, the Register has become a hub of education about all these new different tools and platforms, and people are really confused. There's a lot of noise out there. And so to have it all boiled down and to have legitimate speakers who really do care about and use these tools like yourself, Ted, is going to be a real treat for everyone that's coming. So I'm very honored to be in that group.
Right, and I'm looking forward to your presentation. So tell us the name of your presentation.
I'm giving a personal touch to your social media efforts, and I'm very excited to have some great tips that I'm going to be sharing. And I've used it as a professional, but also on that personal level. Mm-hmm. Anyone could tell you about my dog. She's got a Twitter account, and my two sisters.
Our dog, Allie, is the name of the Twitter handle. I know our dog, Allie, very well.
Yeah. And so I think there's real magic in how you're able to use it personally and build those relationships. And I know people are saying it a lot, but it is about people, and it's about those little micro conversations. And I can honestly tell you, magic will happen in your personal life. I'm sorry, in your business life as well, or whatever it is you're trying to do out there, or whatever you're trying to promote. It's about influence. And when you kind of get on a very real level and share with people, you do carry influence, and you'd be surprised. So I'm excited. We're going to talk more about that and about what kinds of content is going to generate the most conversation, because, again, people are having conversations about you. I see it all the time. People are talking about people that are those online personas. Mm-hmm. So we'll talk more about that, and I'm really just very excited to be involved.
And one of the people that are that's organizing it, this is Eric Morgan. So tell us about the inspiration of Social Media Day at the Orange County Register and what is expected for us to behold tomorrow.
Well, really, we just want to be the host and listen and learn ourselves. We do have reporters that are very active and social, but there's also reporters that need to understand the tools and the tricks and the strategies behind modern-day reporting. Mm-hmm. And when I say modern-day reporting, that means a marketer, that means a business leader, mm-hmm. that means a journalist. Everyone is a modern-day reporter in social. So there's an opportunity for all of us to learn and get together and be inspired by one another's work.
All right, well, I appreciate that. Where's Kevin Sablon?
Hold on.
Where's Kevin Sablon? Kevin. So I'm doing an audio view here. So Kevin, tell us what are we expected to experience tomorrow for Social Media Day at the Orange County Register between 3 and 6 p.m.?
Food.
Okay, so tell us about the food. That's, I think, getting everybody's attention.
Nancy Luna, the fast food maven blogger, she was smart enough to make a lot of connections with a lot of food trucks, because so many food trucks have kind of followed the Kogi model.
Which is a huge, huge, wildly successful model where they're tweeting out their location, and there's literally hundreds of people lining up for hours to try their blend of tacos, which is Mexican and Korean influence, right?
Right, exactly. And Kogi's not going to be here, and I'm not sure, I don't know any details about that, but we have six other trucks that will be here, including, I think it's a cupcakes truck, mm-hmm. so I'm very excited about dessert and other things. I think there are also some speakers tomorrow,
okay.
and and all I know is food,
right.
and
okay.
food.
Okay, so tell us as far as perspective-wise, worldwide, you know, where does Orange County rank in the number of participants for World Social Media Day?
According to the meetup.com site, we are in the top 5 in the world as far as attendance goes, and we are the second most attended
in the nation,
the U.S., only second to New York City. We've outdone San Francisco, which is being organized by Mashable.
Okay, well, that's pretty impressive. So really, Orange County is the social media capital on the West Coast, which is pretty impressive.
Yeah, at least today it is.
All right. Thank you. Kristen.
Can I tell you real quick?
Oh, sure. We're flipping the the phone around.
Yes, I just want to turn. All right, so Ted, give us a little teaser because you are always a treat. What are you going to be sharing with us tomorrow?
Well, my presentation is centered on issues management and crisis communication. I think if anything, my forte is on issues management from a public communications, public relations perspective, but I'm really taking that to the social media front. And so I'm going to surprise people a little bit and hopefully entertain people and really make it relevant to today's changing world of communications. And so people like myself, who are traditional PR practitioners, are now broadcasters, are now audio people, are now in charge of content. And so I'm able to interview people, share content, and it's really what has made it more meaningful. And that, you know, when I entered this profession, you know, almost 20 years ago, I never imagined myself interviewing people using a camera or a phone for audio and posting it in real time. So that's something that's changed throughout the world, and people are broadcasting now, and so you can't always control the message. Now it's being engaged and being influential, like you said, in helping to shape that message as well. We also have Kristen here, Kristen Johnson. Kristen, you're going to be participating tomorrow. What are you hoping to gain from World Social Media Day?
Well, tomorrow I'm hoping to continue my quest of just continuing that education about social media. And there are some great speakers on the lineup tomorrow. And I'm also very excited to hear Rochelle and Ted and just to meet everyone that I've talked to online and say hi to old friends.
What do you think about the social media community that has grown so rapidly in Orange County?
Well, I think it's great that the Orange County community has really bind it together with social media, and I hear that we are second in the United States as far as attendance for tomorrow's big social media day. So that just goes to show you what a great impact social media has had on Orange County.
And the last person I want to talk to is Simon Oh, who is our intern and also a senior at Cal State Fullerton. So tell me, Simon, what are you hoping to gain out of social media day as an emerging professional in the public relations industry?
I hope, you know, with social media, I hope that, you know, more people be able to learn about, you know, the benefits and the usefulness of social media, because it is such a powerful tool that so many people take for granted or care less about. I mean, this tool is really a great way to communicate with others, to network with others, and it has such a tremendous influence in our times right now.
How has it influenced you? How has it impacted you and your generation?
I see it in a way that I've been able to meet more people, new people, and get to know, you know, the world and other things I've never, you know, experienced before. It's really amazing. Mm-hmm. And just how I'm able to learn all these things that I wouldn't be able to learn anywhere else without it.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And so that concludes this interview. So tell us, Kevin, the details on location, where, and when.
Tomorrow, which is Wednesday, June 30th, in Santa Ana on 625 North Grand Avenue from 3 o'clock till 6. We will have lots of food.
All right, so Kevin's focused on the food, and other people are focused on the fun, and other people are focused on the content. We're going to have that all blended together for the world's first social media day hosted by the Orange County Register. Thank you.
Thank you.